In the middle of the 19th century, a team of pioneering scientists and entrepreneurs, driven by courage, tenacity, and vision, came together to realize an ambition that still defines our world today.
The Atlantic Cable, I mean, I think of it as the Apollo project of the 19th century.
3, 2, 1, 0.
It's something that everyone said could have been done, and then it was done.
Those who came before us rode the first waves of the Industrial Revolution, the first waves of modern invention.
Before the telegraph, no human being had ever experienced getting information from the other side of the planet, more or less as it happened.
The pioneers of the Atlantic Cable imagined that one day, people all over the world could share ideas, emotions, news, and information by electrical pulse. Today, 99% of all internet and mobile communications is not relayed by satellite, but by the undersea cables that traverse the oceans of the world. August the 4th, 1857. The world's attention is on a remote island off Ireland's western coast, Valentia Island, County Kerry. This is ground zero for one of the most ambitious scientific endeavors of the Victorian age. Recognizing the immense geopolitical significance of the project, the US and British governments have loaned two great ships, the USS Niagara and the HMS Agamemnon, to the team. Their mission is to lay 3,200 kilometers of cable on the floor of the Atlantic Ocean at depths of up to 3 kilometers. If successful, the transatlantic cable will relay electrical pulses between Valentia Island and Newfoundland, which can then be transcoded into data, letters, and numbers, enabling near-instant communications between Europe and North America for the first time ever.